The initiative is designed to attract startups, venture capital, new business, and investments from across the world. Governor Cuomo says tax-free New York will entice companies to bring their ventures to upstate New York by offering new businesses the opportunity to operate completely tax-free, including no income tax for employees, no sales, property, or business tax, while also partnering with the world-class higher education institutions in the SUNY system. Cuomo was joined by state leaders, including State Assembly Speaker Silver and Senate co-leaders Dean Skelos and Jeff Klein, at the University at Albany's College of Nanoscale Science and Engineering Wednesday.
So no state in this nation can offer any advantage that the state of New York isn't offering. Who would be eligible? Businesses that create net new jobs, companies that come in from out of state, new businesses, but this is about new job creation.
Under the plan, 120 million square feet of New York space would become tax-free. 200,000 square feet of tax-free area surrounding each SUNY campus. Albany County Executive Dan McCoy welcomes the initiative.
He's taken the Harriman campus that you've heard Mayor Jennings, myself, other colleagues champion saying we have to do something with this property. Now he's gonna. And you know, it's tax-free. No one can argue.
State Senator Neil Breslin, a Democrat who represents Albany County, believes the governor's idea is on target.
You have to look to attract new businesses, and you have to give them incentives to come here. These are accelerated incentives, but the other businesses will prosper by the buying power that goes into the economy here locally. And I think that the legislature will move quickly in the next month to complete this concept, put it into legislation, and pass it.
Unshackle Upstate, an anti-tax pro-growth group, hails the announcement as another step in the right direction for the upstate economy. But the group warns state leaders they must enact additional tax relief and regulatory reforms for all businesses across the state. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.